Hello, and welcome to the next episode of Code and Beyond, a podcast where we talk about software development and anything beyond that. My name is Pablo, and I'm here together with my friend Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Pablo.
In the previous episode, two episodes, we discussed note-taking tools, possible ways of notes organization, and task management. In this episode, it's going to be about short and long-term planning. Before that, I have some highlights of the week to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks to Alex, I gave it a try to NeoVim, and I have to say that I really like it, mainly because one plugin, which is called Telescope. So the rest, I didn't play a lot. So I installed the editor, I port my Vim configurations, mappings, and so on. I port the plugins that I usually use, and I saw this Telescope plugin that everybody is recommending, and it's mainly for fuzzy search of files and grepping words across your project. I installed it and I give it a try, and I have to say that it's the best one I try. So it's super, super fast and really easy to use. The interface is really nice. So you get a pop-up with a list of the files filtered by your search on the left, and on the right you get like a preview which is highlighting the word. So yeah, really nice, really useful. It really helps with your navigation around your project. So yeah, thanks Alex for for your recommendations.
No problem. Last time I mentioned that I was experimenting with this NeoVim and Lua setup. So this week I switched completely. So now it's in production, kind of. Now it's on my work machine. Uh-huh. And I have configuration which already covers all my needs. And yes, Telescope is awesome plugin. I don't have preview for some reason, but the plugin has lots of options to configure. So maybe I just missed one of them. So yeah. We'll double check. So all the features that I had before, they're still the same. So functionality is still the same. Maybe mm-hmm. slightly better, faster for sure. But I also see this potential for the future. And I really like Lua over Vim script. It's just personal preference, but it feels much better to
totally
work with Lua than with Vim script. I don't know, it's more natural for me somehow.
It's easier to read for me. Like, it reads more like a high-level language, the ones that we are used to work with, right?
In many cases, I was able to kind of guess what the method I would need to use, and it was there, so it was perfect.
I already started with Lua from scratch since you recommended it, and I'm starting from scratch with NeoVim. I thought, okay, let's start with Lua and give it a try. So I'm using this package manager, which is called Packer, right? I think, which is already Lua based. Looking good, and I didn't have any big problems with my new configuration and porting everything and so on. And that's it from me. Do you have any highlights?
No, I have one thing, but I will keep it for the next time. It's still in progress. So
cool. So then let's start to talk a bit about how we do our planning. We divided this session in like short-term planning and mm-hmm. long-term planning. By short term, I think we mean like 1 week, maybe 1 month maximum.
Yeah, not more than this, for sure.
Yeah, because for a daily mm-hmm. basis, I think we already talked about it, like the tools we use and so on. And for long term, I think we are talking about like 4 months, 6 months, and then years. So I'm going to share what I use and how I do my planning. So for short term, I usually go for a weekly base planning.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a sprint, my weekly sprint. And what I tend to do is during the week, I collect all the nodes and so on with the tools that we already mentioned, like Obsidian for nodes. And I use this Passion Planner to do like a daily view of my day. And recently I went back to the Todoist tool. What I usually do is I plan my days, I work on my tasks, and I keep track of all of them using these tools. And then on Fridays afternoons, I try to do like a kind of a quick retro. So I go all over the tasks and I check what was done and what's still pending. Yeah, double check priorities again and try to filter out and have a clean sheet ready for Monday.
When you check tasks which are completed already, What are you looking for there?
Mm-hmm.
Why you check them?
Yeah, that's a good question. I try to keep notes together with my tasks. My current workflow is I get an issue from GitHub or whatever tool you're using, and I create a note. I immediately create a note when I start to work on a task.
Mm-hmm.
And I inside that note, I try to keep a section with learnings or mm-hmm. discovering things like that. And those are the notes that I usually look at on Fridays because it's like a brain dump. So I have an issue here. If I have an issue, if I'm struggling, I put it in the notes.
Mm-hmm.
So they on Friday, I can remember. Otherwise, I totally forget about it. And it happens all the time that I'm in a rush and I don't take the notes. And then I go back to the task and I don't have enough information to do any
mm-hmm.
good retro. So as always, that's a work in progress and it's something that I need to keep working on. But that's the framework I use. Sometimes it works, sometimes it fails because you need discipline and all that.
Yeah, it doesn't work without discipline, right?
Yeah. And yeah, life happens and sometimes your discipline falls apart. But yeah, that's my main framework for weekly base planning. And sometimes on Fridays I'm tired, so I don't go through this thing. And then I do it Monday morning probably. Or if I'm happy enough to do it during the weekend, I do it during the weekend.
Interesting. And when you plan your week, do you consider also work in progress limit? Like how many tasks you could actually handle a day or a week?
Yeah, it's something I think I'm getting better at. Before, my work in progress was too big, and I usually ended the week with too many pending tasks, and that was a kind of a source of stress for me. But I think I'm getting better. I keep reducing my work in progress. I think it's working fine right now.
So if you don't feel stressed, then it's working fine, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, that's it for me about short-term planning, because I don't do anything beyond a week for a short term. I don't do monthly reviews or anything like that. Maybe I should, but that's how it's working right now. How about you? How did you do for short-term planning? Do you do like weekly or you go for longer periods of time?
I would say I have month is one milestone and weekly planning as well. When I define these monthly goals, I also set them in a way or define them in a way that I cannot achieve them intentionally in 1 week. Otherwise, it's a weekly goal, right? It's something which requires
mm-hmm.
multiple steps to finish, to complete. So it's kind of a little bit far away from me.
Yeah.
And it just got feeling like how much it should be, like what's the size of this goal should be. And then when I do weekly planning, I try to target all this task that I have, like these monthly goals, they give me direction where to go. And all weekly tasks, they're aligned with these targets. At least I'm trying to use this approach, right? So I really need this guidance. Otherwise, I could kind of walk in different directions. And then I cannot say that I'm just sit and then watch Netflix. I'm totally idle. I'm constantly doing some work, mm-hmm. but it's random work kind of. And I don't like this. I would like to avoid this. That's why I come up with this monthly and weekly goals. This is my system and tools that I use for this. It's for weekly planning. It's Todoist, a list of tasks to complete. Unfortunately, I still struggling with this habit to have reviews or retrospectives for myself.
The trickiest part, yeah, is the trickiest part to stick to the routine.
Yes, it's all the time something. So maybe the problem is that I don't assign right priority for this task. I have it on my to-do list, but I keep postponing it all the time until, okay, I will do it on the weekend, and then on the weekend I cannot do it, and then on Monday it's already next week, so I'm busy planning the week ahead, and it's okay, I will skip it this time, we'll do it next time, promise. And then it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. I try to force myself to not start to planning the week ahead without doing the retro of the week before. So that's why I'm ending up doing it on Monday mornings a lot of times. So because on Monday morning I have to plan my week, right?
Yes.
So it's like, okay, I'm gonna plan my week. Wait, I didn't do the the retro. So okay, let's use some time here.
Do you have a special time for this? Maybe that's my problem because I do it at random time.
Yeah, that's what's helping me. My morning routine is quite solid. So it's I wake up, breakfast, walk the dog, meditation, right after meditation planning. And that's it. And I do it every single day. So it's already a routine that is has been there for a while. So on Monday morning, when I get to the planning step, as I mentioned, you already have to plan the week, and it's easy to remember that you forgot about the Friday retro.
Yes, that's right.
So yeah, the morning routine is it is really, really helping me. Long-term planning, let's go there. Because I don't use monthly planning, that now I'm starting to think that I should. One idea, I'm going to borrow from you again. I usually do like a 4 months view. So every 4 months, I try to plan my next 4 months. But it's true that it's difficult to stick to the plan because like 4 months is a long term, kind of a long term. Sometimes you just switch topics and you want to try a new topic that is not on the list of the things that you plan, and it's super tricky to stick to the plan. I think that's a good recommendation, like going for something shorter, like 1 month, something like that. Then the other practice I follow, I borrow from GTD Horizons a couple of ideas. So I think they propose like 6 horizons, mm-hmm. something like that. I don't use all of them, but I like the last two. So the fourth says something like 3 to 5 years vision. And the last one, the last horizon is about your purpose and principles, basic principles. Yearly basis, I also try to do like a retro and plan for the next year or where I would like to be at the end of this year, things like that. You know, with these yearly objectives, mm-hmm. most of them fall apart during the year, but it's good. It's good too. And for me, it's fun to see the things I thought at the beginning of the year and the things that I think today. You see how your ideas evolve and your targets evolve and everything. So it's I still like the practice of reflect at the end of the year, which I don't usually do at the end of calendar year, by the way. I usually do it when it's my birthday, after my birthday. the year for me starts after my birthday.
That's interesting.
Yeah. 10 years ago, I tried to write down my basic principles. And every now and then, I try to refine them. So right now, I only have one principle left.
Okay. Can you share it?
Yeah. It's for me, it's freedom. For me, I realize that is the most important thing in my life. I need to feel that I have the freedom to switch countries, switch gear, change my career if I have to. I don't have the feeling, and I'm happy as a software developer for now. But I have to have the feeling that I can do it if I need it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of things in my life just boil down to freedom, not being attached to, I don't know. Mm-hmm. A mortgage or things like that is like really stress me. So I try to always get rid of debts and get rid of the things that can restrict my ability to be free. So right now that's my main principle, and you can extract mm-hmm. tons of stuff for that line. Like being free means a lot of stuff and means different things for different people. When you feel lost, You ask yourself, okay, what's the most important thing to me? Mm-hmm. I have this word that resonates with me, which is freedom. It means totally different things depending on person and even same person depending on the stage in your life. But yeah, it's something that really resonates with me, and it's in there. That's my principle.
That's interesting. I'm thinking now if I have something like this. Some time ago, I don't remember what triggered this, but I created a mind map of these principles. And I was reviewing my life also on a yearly basis and then looking at this mind map. If I am still on the same course or I have some distractions or something. And sometimes it was necessary to adjust. I was also experimenting with the questions, like the work stuff, right? What is important for me? And then there are branches behind this, the work area, let's say, I don't know, career or better salary or something like these kind of things. And then what's behind them? It was a nice exercise to ask myself, what is important for me for each of these parts, for each of these circles? And the same for family, yeah. So the same for personal area of life. I spent a couple hours just thinking. I had this feeling that something crystallizes in my head. I see clear what my path or what the path that I would like to have in my life.
Yeah.
And for long-term planning, I also keep this always in mind.
Exactly the same for me. So for me, it boiled it down to freedom. I also had more areas, but in the end, I thought that it was nice to summarize in one word, just to have it there and keep it in mind. But yeah, I do the same whenever I'm going to, if I switch jobs or if I'm going to start a new life project or I'm going to start any side project or anything, I always ask questions to myself like, is this really meaningful for me? I'm just chasing other people's dreams. Because sometimes you read here and there and you hear people saying, oh, this is so cool, I will really like to do this, and you think, okay, I could do the same, it looks really cool. But then you start to think, okay, is this really meaningful for me, or I'm just chasing other people's dreams? So it helped me, it also helped me to reflect.
This topic of changing someone's dreams is so
yeah, it's becoming, this talk is becoming philosophical.
yes. But let's keep it for the next time, because it's also really, really interesting. I have something to say there at least.
Yeah.
So if you back to long-term planning, so for me, like the longest would be 1 year. The rest is just dreams kind of, right? Mm-hmm. I still have them, but I don't pay that much attention to them. Anything within the year, my structure is relatively simple. So I have the goals, like one goal again for each area, for work, for family, for personal life. But these are already broad goals. Let's say with family, I would like to travel in Europe. This is really, really a huge area.
Mm-hmm.
The goal would be just visit any country once in the year. That would be the goal is already achieved. I have goals for quarters, but they already like more focused. Let's say I would like to, in the second quarter, I would like to visit France. This is already like more concrete thing. And then the next would be which city or how many cities and so on. And then it's down to actual implementation kind of. I need to book this and I need to book that. With this Corona stuff, it's even more interesting now. You have even more challenges and unpredictable things.
Oh, yeah.
But this is my kind of style of planning. Previously, I was experimenting with personal Kanban approach. I was using Trello for this. This board is universal, right? You could use it for your weekly or daily work. I was using this for yearly planning.
Yeah.
It was helping me to visualize and not to forget about these goals.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for something super simple for this long-term planning phases. If there is something that would be awesome to explore it and to play with it. But it must be something very simple, because I already know that things which have lots of rules and different stages, they don't work for me, because I just don't have enough time and patience to follow all these rules.
Yeah, they start to fall apart after X amount of time. Same here. I'm not, my discipline is not strong enough.
Yeah, simple things. So we are looking for simple things. Okay, so do you have something else?
I don't have anything else.
Then we are done for today.
Yeah, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening. In case of any questions, simply send us an email. You will find our address in the show notes. Keep being amazing and bye.
Bye.